98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
And it's all about the Six Nations on 98FM for the next 20 minutes. A huge weekend. But firstly, Nathan, 20 wins in a row for Leinster.
Yes, an incredible achievement for the boys in blue. A 21-13 win over Ospreys was their latest outing. A huge congratulations to Leo Cullen and co for that. Elsewhere, Edinburgh dominated Connacht 41-14 in Scotland, and Ulster beat the Cheetahs by 20 points to 10.
Yeah, Leinster as well. Like, playing a lot of these games without their international players, with the Six Nations on, and, you know, players coming back off the World Cup having a rest and stuff, and just the work that's being done there with the academy players. And Leinster are sometimes criticised for the number of players they have, but they have them for these reasons. To win 20 games in a row is a brilliant record, and hopefully they can keep it going as well. And hopefully, Nathan, the Ireland ladies can keep things going and win their third Six Nations game in a row, their way to England today.
Yes, they face a tough test, obviously travelling to England. That kicks off at 12:45pm. Both teams are undefeated, and today's game is a big indicator as to who could go on and win the Grand Slam. For best luck for the girls in green.
Yes, here is the Ireland head coach Adam Griggs chatting to Irish Rugby TV.
Look, we're excited to go. We know that it's a daunting task. They're second best in the world for a reason. Holders of the Six Nations, so it's not going to be easy for us, but at the same time there's nothing for us to lose, and we've spoken about making sure we stick to task and really try and put them under pressure that they might not have had before, because again, they can look really good when they get front football and they dominate the set piece, but if we can manage to twist that a little bit and put them under pressure and see if they have some of the answers to rectify it.
Yeah, England-Ireland in the ladies kicks off at 12:45. Nathan, the under-20s in action over the weekend too, and they've also made it 3 wins from 3.
They secured a bonus point win at Franklin's Gardens with a 39-21 win over England. They scored 6 tries, a brace for Tom O'Hearn, while Alex Soroka, Hayden Hyde, McElroy and Max O'Reilly also touched down. They are undefeated, and next up they play Italy on the 6th of March at Irish Independent Park.
Now, of course, the big one at Twickenham later on today, 3 o'clock kickoff, bringing my nan, who's from England, has lived in Ireland for 60 years, bringing her over to her local with all the family. She's up for Ireland and England, doesn't really know who she wants to win, and I know who I want to win. I want Ireland to win, and what a cracker to look forward to. One change though for the Irish team, an injury.
Yes, a similar...
Not an injury, family reasons, should I say.
Family reasons, that's the one, Jamie. Similar side to the impressive win over Wales, except Devon Toner replaces Ian Henderson in the second row as he enjoys a rejuvenated Ireland career after being left out of the World Cup. Other than that, it's the same team with Aki and Henshaw partnering in the centre. Murray and Sexton obviously playing in the halfbacks as well, with Larmer and Stockdale in the fullbacks. Andy Farrell takes on his son and co later on today, so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
Yeah, Owen Farrell, of course, son of Andy, is the England captain. Let's hear from the Ireland captain now. Josh van der Fleer can't wait to play in front of a sold out Twickenham.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play for sure. It's obviously pretty, I absolutely love going there. It's pretty cool to play in front of 80,000 people. You don't get to do it very often. It's a tough place to go. I think in terms of playing there at the actual game, once they get going and the crowd's behind them, it gets very noisy. They get a lot of confidence and they're pretty dangerous then. So I know what it's like. It's a very tough place to go, but really excited to get to go out there again this weekend. So it's exciting.
Now, Conor Murray has been speaking about Ireland-England in the past. Of course, the last two meetings England won at the start of last year's Six Nations, also in a World Cup warm-up. He's hoping to right that wrong later on.
Yeah. Especially the one, or both of them, but especially the one in the summer. Two very different types of games. So we've looked at them. We obviously looked at the one last year from the first game of the Six Nations and then took away a bit. We've touched on that a little bit this week. A lot of similar players, a lot of the same players, maybe similar ways of playing. And we've looked at the summer game in patches. I think the summer game was just a strange one, if I'm honest. It was just a weird game, and a lot went wrong. So you think that the chances of that happening again are quite slim. So, we focused a lot on ourselves as well this week. You know, we were happy with our last performance and just trying to up that again. Just become a little bit more accurate, take a few more of those chances. We had a lot of chances in the first half of that Wales game that could have had a different look on the game at half time. So we're happy with where we're at, but looking to go up another level, which will be essential against England away.
Shane Byrne and the Ireland head coach Andy Farrell will join us in just a second, but first the views of the Ireland captain with Irish Rugby TV.
Johnny, captain's run done. Are you happy with how preparation has gone this week?
It's been a good week. We've built nicely, and now we're looking forward to tomorrow. We've got obviously the rest of the day off to watch the other games, and build ourselves right into it tomorrow.
Is that the one good advantage of a Sunday game, that you get to watch the other two?
Yeah, there's a bit of sport on, right? It's always nice to pass the time. we've got a couple of meetings as well that we need to get out of the way, and yeah, looking forward to tomorrow.
Big day for tomorrow for everyone, but none more so than the likes of Ronan and Kaelin. How important is it for them?
Yeah, it's a different feel when you go to a away Six Nations game. I remember my first Six Nations game was here in 10 years ago, and yeah, you remember the nerves, you remember the different atmosphere when you're coming into the ground, and we're always well supported here though. There's always a lot of Irish in London, and there's always a lot of Irish that come over, so looking forward to a big occasion tomorrow.
Talk to us a bit about that. I mean, you've been here on some incredible days, some really tough days, but as you say, the support always lifts us.
Yeah, it's either one or the other, isn't it? Anytime you can get a result here, it's a very special day. Anytime you don't, it's a tough day. And, you know, they're a top quality team, and we're preparing to face, you know, the best version of England, because, you know, we obviously haven't seen it in the first 2 weeks with the bad conditions that they got, and they obviously feel a bit unlucky to have those conditions, and they want to show what they can do tomorrow. So it's going to be a big ask.
Every game as the championship goes on becomes more and more important. Tomorrow, obviously, the most important game so far.
Yeah. That's it. That's exactly it. You know, we build momentum through it. It's exactly where we want to be. You know, that's what I said after the Scotland game. Everything in this competition is about winning, and we'll take any sort of result tomorrow.
2 games into it for you as captain, are you enjoying the role?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Look, with it comes, I've said it from day one, a big responsibility, add a little bit of added pressure with certain responsibilities, but I am enjoying it, and yeah, hopefully we can keep that winning run going tomorrow.
Yeah, of course, the Irish players watching yesterday's games, Italy nil, Scotland 17 and Wales 23, France 27, the other results in the other 2 games yesterday. Let's hear now from the Ireland head coach.
Talking about the opposition, I mean, the proud record that England have in Twickenham, it's incredible. What's the challenge going to be like?
Like every other time that we play England at Twickenham, really, it's a big challenge, isn't it? I mean, everyone knows that, but top players, they relish these moments, and yeah, we're in a good place. We're building well. It's Wednesday, and it's a longer week, obviously, in preparation on Sunday, but we're brimming at the minute, and we can't wait for the challenge ahead.
You're a guest in camp at the moment. Paul O'Connell is with the team for the week.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have Paul with us. We invited Paul in to see what he thinks about the environment, just get a general feel to be there, and as a sounding board for the lads, etc. And yeah, we'll get some good feedback from him, and he might learn a few things along the way himself. It's great to have past players and somebody that the boys really respect.
And an extra special guest last night in the team hotel, Bono was in to see the team.
Yeah. Unbelievably privileged, you know, what a man. He was great. He put real time and effort into it. He's a private guy that really doesn't do much of these things, but he loves his rugby, and his wife Adley came along as well, and she loves the rugby as well, and yeah, he told us some stories, and we got a lot out of it, you know. He's obviously a proud Irishman, so we connect to that.
How important is something like that to the team, and the messages that somebody like Bono, you know, top of his game for so many years, can bring?
Well, the key for us is making sure that we do the homework, and whichever guest that we come in, we make sure that we get something out of it. So the lads certainly did the homework and asked the questions and got the answers that they wanted on the back of it.
Looking forward to Sunday?
Can't wait, yeah. Yeah, it should be a great game.
Now, delighted to welcome former Lions, Leinster and Ireland man Shane Byrne back to the That's What I Call Sport again. He is over in England, ready for Ireland against England at Twickenham later on this afternoon. Of course, Ireland's chance to win the Triple Crown and make it their third win of the Six Nations campaign after previous wins, of course, over Scotland and Wales. Game kicks off at 3 o'clock at Twickenham. Shane, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm great, thanks, Shane. Not too bad at all, thank you. And excitement for everybody building now with a kickoff just a couple of hours away over there.
Yeah, it really is. Everyone's really looking forward to this. At the start of the Six Nations, nobody really would have expected that we'd be going for a Triple Crown, and even more importantly, to have a chance of winning the Triple Crown, because if you're looking at the form books, the form is actually with Ireland.
What type of word, Shane, would you use to describe as a former Irish rugby player and as someone who's been working in the media around big rugby matches over the last number of years about what this game could hold for everybody involved, people watching it, fans in the stadium, fans on TV, and of course the players and coaches involved?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. Playing England in Twickenham is a massive occasion. It almost has its own aura around us. There's a great buzz over here at the moment. Everywhere is absolutely hot. The places are packed. And it's just, it's a huge task for such a long time. It was a very, very barren place for us to go to get results. Then in recent times, we have been able to do it. But are we going to be able to do it with a restructured team, new coaching staff in England? Not quite where they want to be. There's no doubt about that. But Ireland definitely improving every game they've played. But we would still need to make a massive, massive step to take on England and Twickenham.
Yeah, and of course, as always, Shane, loads of build-up on off the ball as well. We've had Ronan O'Gara on, Brian O'Driscoll, Alan Quinlan, yourself. We were in the off-the-ball studio as well during the week. And on Friday morning, Alan Quinlan said he felt that there was more pressure on England than Ireland to win this match, whereas maybe this time a couple of years ago when Ireland were in such great form, you might have flipped the tables. And of course, Eddie Jones, as usual, in the press, making all his mad statements and comments. What do you think in terms of who's under more pressure here? Ireland going for the Triple Crown. England, of course, lost one of their two games too, so it's an interesting build-up for sure.
There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever the pressure's on England here. What they need to do, from an English point of view, is go out and go, look, this is our first game at home, and make the statement, what came before this didn't matter. This is the real England, and this is the way we're playing. That's what they want to happen. Now, the big thing is that Ireland need to stop that happening. And the first 15, 20 minutes of this game will be so important, because if England do get out and they start being able to bluster around and dominate physically, it will be a very, very long, hard day for Ireland. But if Ireland come out, hit the ground running, and pull England back on their heels, even slightly, it's a huge opportunity for Ireland to continue that improvement, as I talked about earlier on, because that is something that is greatly in our favour. And if we get a chance to start the game very, very well, I think it could turn out to be a great day.
Shane, we played a clip on last weekend's show from Ronan O'Gara, who spoke in depth about being an Ireland player, playing for Ireland against England. But at Twickenham, Eddie Jones has also spoken this week, the England coach, about, you know, the home comforts that England will be able to avail of, given it is a home match too. In your own experience, you know, playing and watching these international matches, what main differences are there for Ireland, given that this match is at Twickenham as opposed to at the Aviva Stadium?
Look, there's no doubt about it. Everyone talks about home advantage, and it is a real thing. You know, the familiarity, the crowd, it does add to your psyche going into it, that feeling that you're just going to win the game. Everything is good in the world, and therefore I'm going to be able to play as good as I possibly can. And that's a huge thing. Now, from an Irish point of view, it's not unfamiliar turf. There's a huge experience in that side. They've been there before. A lot of the guys have won there before. And these are the guys that need to instill that confidence into the players and just let them know that, look, this can be done. We've all seen it been done. And there's nothing to fear here. Stick to your guns. Stick to the product that you've produced before, and make it even better, and the game will go your way. And that's exactly what Ireland need to do today. Is you know, they can't go out and second guess anything. It has to be a very, very strong start.
And Shane, you spoke there about, you know, the selection that Andy Farrell has made, and you know, maybe experience to start the match and also experience at the end of the match as well. And we spoke about the Twickenham experience for Irish players. How important is that? And, you know, will the more senior players be in this game, whether they be from the start in the team hotel this morning before the team travel to the stadium, maybe in the warm-up, and then, you know, during the match itself, all these players, whether they're playing for, you know, Leinster, Munster, Ulster, Connacht, etc., or for Ireland, have played in big matches. But for some of them, this will be the biggest that maybe they've played in, and experience on some of the older heads, I'm sure, will be key as well.
No, but that is the key. And you know, the older heads just have to guide the senior players through here, have to guide the younger players through, because, look, the butterflies and the jitters get to everybody, and there might be a moment, it could be just during the game, it could be before the game, just a level head talking to a less experienced player is very, very important. Just to, they'll theoretical arm around the shoulder, just going, look, we've done it here before, we can do it. Like, you know, yes, it is an intimidating place to play, but it's also a fantastic place to win, and the reward is so worth every bit of effort you go through.
Shane, lastly, you'll be at the game at Twickenham. I'll be watching, like, millions of Irish people on TV. There'll be thousands of Irish fans crammed in, and others watching around the world as well. You spoke about the butterflies there of the players which are only natural. How will they be feeling? You know, even someone like Sexton or Murray or any of the more senior ones, and you know, these games, they happen every year with the Six Nations, and they may happen in World Cups or other competitions, you know, across the time as well. But still, that feeling of England v Ireland and the excitement, I'm sure the players will feel it. And even though they want to be calm and you know, try and settle their nerves, I'm sure they will all be feeling that big game excitement in their own, you know, heads and tummies as you know, kickoff draws closer?
That is exactly what happens. It never becomes routine. No matter how long you've been playing in that green jersey, coming over here and playing against England is an amazing occasion to be involved in. And players, just very analytical players like Johnny Sexton, will be going through his routines and making sure that no matter what scenario he's thought of, the solution to all the problems. Other people will be just trying to stay calm, wanting the whistles to come around because they just want to get going to control those emotions. And look, all around, it just builds up to an amazing atmosphere because everybody's experiencing the same thing with you. And when you finally get in that bus and you know you're starting to get time, it's an experience that's wonderful. And to add to the occasion, you know, add to it that it's in Twickenham as well, and you have the opportunity to beat England over here, is, you know, a real, real cherry on the cake, to put it that way.
Great stuff, Shane Byrne, as always. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the game, and we'll speak to you next weekend.
Take care.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.